reach out to those people in your community. Draw alongside them, offering the practical help, the good news of Jesus, and an invitation into a loving community. Now, this idea is at the heart of the job club that you're going to be running here. You know, the services that we are here to be launching today. My name is Jackie, and I'm a debt centre manager from the Erith and Thamesmead Debt Centre. And also, as I said, I've got Charlotte and I've got Kathy here with me today as well. Now, in chapter 2 of Mark's Gospel, there's a familiar story that I'm sure you'll recognise about the paralysed man who was being lowered through the roof into that jam-packed house so that he gets to see Jesus. The man is healed and he walks out of the house with his mat in his hands and he is forgiven. There is a piece of this story that can easily be missed. It's an important fact, which we could all quite easily skip. But it's something that is so crucial and that is so relevant today. And this is, although he didn't have much going for him, he had a small community that actually cared. This man had four special friends who were willing to literally tear through the roof of that house. A community had formed in spite of this. But because of someone else's struggles in life, perhaps you've had people come alongside you. You know, during your own difficult times, you know, you may also understand this and have personal experience of it as well. So why a job club? Well, your church has noticed something. You have taken note that there are people in your local area who find themselves struggling with unemployment. And perhaps they are feeling unloved and they're feeling unworthy. No surprise when they have potentially weathered years of rejection after rejection. Maybe unable to find their purpose, no one has ever told them what they can achieve, or what gifts they carry within themselves, and that they would be loved and be part of this community that cares. Very soon, your job club is going to be doing just that, welcoming people from all walks of life, all-inclusive, loving and a caring community, where they can unlock their potential and rediscover their own confidence. Job club isn't rocket science or complicated, but it changes lives and it shows that you all care. I just want to read you a short paragraph from one of our people that attended one of our job clubs and their experience of it. The pie and the chips are in the oven and the group members bustle in at about 5 o'clock when the doors are open. To one side are 3 computers to help look for jobs, to prepare the cover and letters and tweak some of those CVs. But most importantly, that activity takes place over where the coffee is served and 3 sugars. As week by week, the group members rediscover their confidence, they learn new skills and they prepare for job interviews that start to trickle in. But also, as they're starting to prepare and they come each week into this job club course, it is more than just a course. It's love, it's community. And one of the challenges and support that all of you are giving over to, every year, hundreds of people who are actually unemployed. And they're generally unemployed for an average of 2.5 years. You know, these are people that may have been forgotten by the job centre and may have been forgotten and been given up on completely by society. But they are now starting to find their dignity and the opportunity to work again. To help us understand a little bit more about this, I'd like to show a video. This is Ben's story and his experience of coming to a job club.
Life didn't pan out the way I really would have liked it to be. You know, I had dreams, I'd go over my ambitions, applying for these jobs and living in work. It was all like frustration, I was frustrated that I couldn't get anywhere. Also, there was a lot of mental abuse from my stepfather. I didn't want to go down even, didn't want to leave my bedroom. I never socialised, no friends, no girlfriend, no nothing. My life's just dwindling away, you know, what's the point anymore? I got really depressed, my depression kicked in, my mental health got really bad. It was just a really dark place. It was, I even felt like suicide at one point. One friend from school, who calls in, he invited me out one night, and the countless amount of times I said no and said I wasn't going out. This one time, I just thought, I will go out. And then Gareth, who I met at the bar, he introduced me into going to a job club. I met more friendly people, more nice people, and they were looking for jobs as well as myself. That gave me a newfound confidence in myself. It gave me more self-esteem, more reassurance. And it helped me with my CV, did Job Club, I started applying for jobs. So I got an interview, and the interview process went really well. And then I actually got a call back for another interview, a second interview, and I went and I smashed that, and then I landed myself a job, and it was like, wow, this is what I've wanted. I've got a job. Been there 1 year, 1 month now, doing really well in work, but to have a job, it means the world. I'm actually doing something with myself. I'm not at home in that dark place. I'm out and about, got my own money. I feel more independent in myself. It's fantastic. Gareth, he actually introduced me into the church. Over time, I started going frequently to this light church, on Sundays. And I found that everyone were like so, open and nice and smiley and polite, and loving and caring. And then it spiralled off to where I was actually going to the Alpha course. Now I'm on the right path. I know I am. I've got the Lord on my side. So I made the decision to get baptised. It's a totally different world. It's been flipped upside down on its head, and it's like, this is the life I want. I need to leave the darkness behind. No more of that. Push forward. it's great. There's no need to worry anymore. You've got the strength of the Lord and Saviour, and that is all you need. All I need is God, because I'm not going to change for nothing.
Ben is just one of the thousands of people CAP and the local church are helping each year. If you think once more about the story of the paralysed man, his friends came together and set out on a mission to bring their friend to the help, to the much needed help, by bringing him to Jesus. Well, we're on a mission too, a mission to see the UK church serving and including the poor whilst constantly claiming Jesus. We do this by partnering with other churches just like yours to run the Job Club, to run the Life Skills and Fresh Start services. We also partner with nearly over 300 churches to offer quality debt advice to thousands trapped in a prison of debt, people like Jude. Jude got into a debt after a stroke which caused cognitive impairment, and her husband, unable to cope, left her. This is how she described it. I felt as though I'd fallen into a manhole and I just couldn't get that lid off. I couldn't see a way out. Down there it's black and I couldn't see any light. I didn't have the strength or the energy to get out of that hole. We have an army of qualified debt advisors at our head office in Bradford who are right now working on budgets for people like Jude. Contacting creditors, answering the calls to those in the middle of the financial crisis. In doing this, they are bringing the relief of debt to thousands within the UK who are plagued by debt and poverty. Each year, we see around 2,000 homes go debt-free. That's thousands of people being given a second chance. And we always offer to pray, and we are very passionate about giving people the opportunity to meet Jesus. So getting involved with Job Club. You may be thinking, I'd love to be a part of a community like this, a community that is tearing down the roofs of people in need. Well, your Job Club course is doing exactly that. If you want to be a part of this, then make that choice today to get involved. Get in touch with either Terry or Graham to see how you can play a part in this. You may be thinking, I'd love to be a part of that mission, which we're seeing grow all over the UK as CAP partners with the churches to serve and include the poor while confidently proclaiming Jesus. Well, you can. You can join over 29,000 supporters of CAP, who we call Life Changers, who are committed to tearing down the roofs to bring help to those who most need it. These Life Changers just give a small gift of each month, just to bring the quality of help that they need to most. Will you consider joining them today? Maybe just £12 a month. 1 year, just £12 a month, can take someone like Jude from that first call to our helpline all the way to having that solution in place. Not only that, she will be experiencing what it means to be known and loved by a church community, given the opportunity to discover Jesus, and in time, a fresh start from that overwhelming debt. That person could even be a neighbour, could be a friend or someone who's here today at church, who's watching this service right now. To give that gift of hope right now, go to cap.uk/respond244. You can use your laptops, you can go to your mobile, or you can do it on your tablet. Together we can join in that mission to serve and include the poor whilst proclaiming Jesus. Our heart is at our local churches, so please only give above and beyond what you are giving to your existing church. So just once again, that's capuk.org/respond244. I'll just give you a moment to consider that and perhaps maybe even start filling it in. I'd like us to end in prayer, so if you'd like to bow your heads and join me. Dear God, thank you for the amazing power and work in our lives. Please pour your wisdom and provision and keep a hedge of protection around each one of us as we leave here today. Shine your light into the dark places of those that are struggling and give them the courage to ask for help. We pray for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.